Hey, baby. Tuesday at 12 a.m. is Wednesday at midnight. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Today in News digital studios at Zero Dark Hundred, out of the New York metropolitan area on Big Dog Music Radio. Here's the conservative talk show host of Wednesday at Midnight, Trey Martin.
Good morning, everybody. Trey Martin. Number here is 347-838-8898. And it's a great morning. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a little rainy here in the Northeast where I am, but I'm not sure how the weather's going to be where you are. I hope it's going to be fine. But we have a lot of things to do in the house, in our studio, and in our other studio that we work at, so we're not going to worry about getting outside too much tomorrow, even though we will be outside a lot. But it's only 22 or 23 days till Christmas Day. So get ready for the big holiday, and it's not Ramadan, it's Christmas, a big Christmas. We're going to have fun. We've got a lot of new Christmas records out, and a lot of new Christmas videos out, and a new one coming out about Planned Parenthood and in regard to Christmas. We're mixing the Christian thing up with Planned Parenthood and Christmas, and it's a very interesting concept. Also, I got my new 15-second, well, it's a little less than 15-second, 15-second documentary on climate change. It's called Climate Jive. We're going to play that in a little while. Lisa's got it up there for me. We're not going to do it yet. But my main thing tonight is the thing where there's going to be water, all kinds of water on the streets of Miami, and fish swimming around in the streets of Miami. When I hear kind of stuff, I mean, this guy is—he's a little out of touch, isn't he? Am I off base or what? But is Barack Obama a little bit out of touch with this global warming thing? Which, you know, climate takes—I mean, the climate changes all the time. There's winter, spring, summer, and fall. You know, that's the climate change. But they're trying to blame it on our industry. And there's no basis for that, you know, and they worry about the carbon footprint and the blueprint and this print. And I mean, it's just so ridiculous there. I think the next thing they're going to try and do is they're going to try to replace the oceans, you know, which take up like 3/4 of the earth. They're going to try to move the oceans to different areas, so they're in better areas for, you know, they want to do ridiculous things. They think they can change the climate. They think they can control Mother Nature. They think they can control God. They think they can, well, they got to block the sun, and they got to cap the volcanoes, you know, cap the geysers, and put a cover on all the oceans. Maybe if they put saran wrap over all the oceans and stop the evaporation of the water, they may be able to control global warming. But these guys, I mean, these guys are grabbing onto something that's just so intangible. And Barack Obama is like, he's really into it. That's, I mean, it sounds like his whole life is climate change and global warming. And that's all he's talking about. And, you know, he says that we're having this climate thing and it's going to defeat the, because ISIS is going to see that nothing's going to stop us. I mean, ISIS is worried about climate like I'm worried about the cloud. There's a cloud up in the sky right now somewhere. I'm worried about that cloud. I mean, you know, they're going to start naming clouds. I wrote a poem years ago about naming clouds. But, I mean, they name stars, don't they? But I named I name a cloud after you. I may name a cloud after Lisa or somebody. But I want you to hear the new, I mean, he called Jimmy again this week. Barack loves Jimmy, and he's a DJ of the stars. Jimmy's the only guy he can beat on the basketball court. He's not that good a basketball player either, Barack Obama. He's not a great leader, and he's not a good basketball player either. He thinks he may be able to shoot, but he can't shoot that good. I bet you my son, John, could beat him. Anyway, we're going to play this little clip of a thing that he called Jimmy about. He's talking about climate change. I heard a little bit of it. Take a listen to this clip.
Also, let you know, Trey, that Billy is also on the line.
Oh, good. Billy Van Horn. All right, we'll get to him in a second. Take a listen to this, Billy.
You got it.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Quiet down there, Bo. I'm talking to the DJ of the Stars. Jimmy, how you doing there, Jimmy? Listen, I had to talk to you, Jimmy, because they're saying I'm out of touch. They're saying I'm out of touch. They say, when I said there's going to be water in the streets in Miami and there's going to be fish swimming in the water in the streets because of global warming, I was right. I'm right. I got a strategy. And I'm going to defeat ISIS with global warming. Warming is going to global of ISIS. I'm telling you right now. Global warming is not Islamic. And ISIS is not global warming. But global warming might be, but you never know. It may be climate change. But I know one thing. It's going to affect the volcanoes and the seas. We're going to move the oceans. So we're going to make sure that the climate change is going to not affect us. And the dinosaurs are going to be coming back. All right, Jimmy, I just want you to know what's going on because they're saying I'm out of touch, but I'm not, baby. I know what I'm doing. I've got very good perception. My name is Barack Hussein Obama, and you know me. I play great hoops, and you know I can beat you in basketball, and we're going to play some hoops, baby. I'm going to send a plane for you. So don't worry about nothing. You know, don't cost me anything. And you know what? One more thing. I want to hear that new jingle you did. That's your partner. What's his name? Trade. Oh, man. I can't stand him. He's too conservative to me. He's like Ted Cruz for crying out loud. He's a conservative. I can't take him yet. I love you, Jimmy, because you're the DJ of the Stars, but I can't take that guy. You got to get rid of him. But you said he wrote a little good thing for you that you played around with. You made a good thing for your WMEX radio station, huh? They say I'm in fantasy land, Jimmy, but don't believe him. I'm with it, baby. I know exactly what's happening. I'm Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, that's right. And I got a strategy, Jimmy. I got a strategy. Let me tell you something. Strategy's going to work. But listen, anyway, I know what I'm doing, baby. And global warming is the biggest threat in the universe right now, baby. The prehistoric monsters are going to come back. And the cavemen are going to come back because it's going to take billions of years. And the climate's always changing. And man is the force that changes the climate in the United States of America. And we're to blame. We're to blame for everything bad that goes on. The United States and America is bad. I mean, everything I did to America is what they should appreciate. I'll talk to you later. Let me hear that jingle. Let me hear it. Let me hear that new opening for you for your show. Let me hear it. I'm not sure, but play it for me.
Pump up the party!
Come on!
Pump up the party! With Jimmy J!
Oh, yeah, we're getting ready to roll.
It sure is, darling, don't you know?
Here's Jimmy J!
Pump up the party! DJ of the Stars.
It's WMEX, baby, just like back in the day.
Pump up the party with Jimmy J.
We're going to rock and roll till we can't rock and roll no more.
Hey, everybody, I got my dancing tunes on. Now I'm ready to rock and roll.
Hi, this is Tiny Woo Woo Ginsburg with Jimmy J on Rewind.
From deep in the heart of Boston's musical memory, from the very hot soul of rock and roll, WMEX
is
back.
I got a strategy. I got a strategy.
Shut up, you moron.
Who the hell is that?
I think it's some guy from Indonesia.
Well, he sounds like an idiot. Anyway, that's the story. That's the story of that one. But anyway, Billy Van Horn, what's happening, Billy? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling better now. I was in bed for a couple of days.
Oh, really? You had a flu thing?
It was one of those days. Yeah, you're afraid to cough unless you're in the little room. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, and that's not fun. And
I'm glad you improved. I'm glad you're better anyway.
Yeah, yeah, feeling better. It's still.
Who's on? Is the Colonel on with us too? Is the
Colonel? Indeed, I am.
Hey, Colonel.
Good morning. Good morning, Billy. Good morning, Trade.
He's mysterious, but he's not delirious, I'll tell you.
Well,
that.
I'll tell you who is delirious, that other guy. Holy mackerel.
I
was driving today. I almost got hit by a bad case of climate change. It was unbelievable. Holy crap. Almost ran me off the road. I couldn't believe
it. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Whew,
yeah,
man.
He's gonna change the climate. The minute he gets out of office, we're going to change the climate, you know. Climate's going to change in America when he gets out of office. That's what's going to happen.
That.
You know,
boy,
Trey, I called to tell you that Trump and Cruz both, they're talking about you. I've heard Donald say several times, "I love trade. I love trade." And I want to work with trade, and I'm going to come up with the best trade plan that you've ever seen. So I don't know what your plan is, trade, but, you know, and Chris said the same thing.
I know, Billy. They're talking about me all the time, these guys. I'll tell you what, I can't sleep at night because I hear it all the time, you know.
Have you seen today's news, Max?
No,
Cole.
What did it say?
You're not going to believe this. I kind of find it. I mean, it's Newsmax, so they're trustworthy. Donald Trump.
I get the magazine.
Yeah,
yeah. I love Newsmax. Yeah.
Donald Trump, 64%. Ted Cruz, 16%. Marco Rubio, 6%. Ben Carson, 6%. Rand Paul, 2%. Carly, 2%. Kasich, 1%. And Jeb Bush, 1%. 64%?
Wow!
Oh my goodness!
That's probably an online poll, everybody I speak to, like 99% of them want Trump. They like Trump. Hmm. And Cruz said tonight that he doesn't think Trump is going to be the nominee.
Yeah.
And I don't think Cruz is going to be the nominee either. Now, we're going down to see Cruz. He's going to be in Rawway on Thursday, and we got invited to this thing because Tony is my girlfriend is the chairperson for him. I said this. I don't want to get redundant. I said this before in Weehawken in our town. So we're going down there. We're invited down there. It's only about 25 minutes from our house.
Now, I'm going to clarify something because I was distracted for a minute.
Sure, what?
Did you say that Cruz said that he didn't think he or Trump was going to be the nominee?
No, he didn't say he. He said Trump. He started this thing with Trump. He said, and Trump said, I know he's going to attack me. He's got to attack me. He says he's running for president. He's got to attack me. So he attacked him today. He said he's not going to be nominated and he's not going to be the next president. That's what Cruz said. I saw the clip.
Well, a lot of times controversy is a planned thing.
Oh, yeah, they may have talked about that, sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I still think they're kind of working together.
That's what we hear. We hear that they're very tight, you know. But, listen, everybody I talk to wants Trump. Who do you talk to? Colonel, who do you talk to? You talk to anybody out there?
I don't talk to anybody because nobody nobody around me has my views. I can't talk to anybody.
You poor guy.
I know, really. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really talk to too many people about it, but you're right, though. Most people that do mention it do talk about Trump. So, I don't know. It's definitely not going to be Jeb Bush, I'll tell you that.
No.
No, that's
no.
And it's not going to be Kasich either.
Well, Kasich is trying to get the law changed on requirements to be president to knock Trump out. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Wow. Kasich is trying to get the government to change the requirements to be president. In other words, you have to have served some kind of political office in order to be. And if they do that, then Trump said his answer was, "Well, then I'm going to run independent, third party."
Right.
Because you're illegally, you know, and they did that crap before with other people. The GOP did that with other people before. So they're as corrupt as anybody else.
Mm. Well, I keep hearing that the GOP said that if they're trying to knock Trump out, if they don't knock Trump out, the most of their backers are going to back Hillary.
Yeah.
I mean, did you hear that today? That's what I heard today.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I wonder if a lot of this controversy over him is caused by the GOP, you know? I wonder if they're doing it just to rock the boat and try to knock him out, like you said.
Well, they've done it before.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. You're right.
Rotten buggers.
And if they do that, then we truly do deserve Hillary, and we just have to let chips fall where they may.
Well,
if they do that, it
is time to, and maybe that's, you know, who knows what the reasoning is behind it. I mean, nothing happens outside of God's control, but maybe it's time that we have a third party like we used to have the Whig Party, you know? And maybe it's time, because the GOP is nothing but, you know, smiling Democrats. That's all they are, lying, smiling Democrats.
Yeah.
Most.
They're all in collusion with each other. That's all they are.
And you know me, I've been preaching and pounding my fist and saying you have to vote for the guy with an R after his name. Well,
you're right.
May not be the case anymore.
You're right.
I mean, if they're going to pull dirty tricks like that to get somebody that everybody wants, I mean, it's the voice of the people, not the voice of the government.
Yeah.
Well, they got these super delegates, though, that supposedly have control over who gets the nomination, the super delegates, you know?
Yeah, and the
I'm not exactly sure how it works, but it's
they call it the Electoral College and all that.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that's when he gets nominated. I'm talking about just for the nomination. It's like super delegates or something that have the vote. They cast the vote for the nominee they want.
Well, plus the voter fraud. That's going to be a big worry. You know who handled the 2012 elections was a company in Puerto Rico,
Canada,
I believe.
I don't know,
or Brazil or someplace like that.
Oh, yeah, right.
That was owned by George Soros.
It was owned by George. How about Putin? I love Putin, man. He said George Soros' organization is criminalized in Russia. I love him.
You had asked a while back on your show, wonder who the first trillionaire is going to be?
Oh, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe George Soros is, but he's a trillionaire, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
I heard that from somebody.
Wow.
But, you know, just because it's on the internet means it's
local. Yeah,
right.
I did a thing about a year ago. My friend Kenny Chandler made up a name, and I said that he's the first multi-trillionaire, and he just bought Mars. He bought Mars because he needs a place to put all his cars, you know? So he bought Mars.
It's just a long drive to get him there.
He purchased it real quick. You know, I didn't even think about it. He just signed papers and he just purchased it. Actually, I just called the lawyer and I canceled my condo purchase in Syria. But
Real estate's pretty reasonable over there these days.
Yeah, you can get it real cheap.
Yeah, you could buy whole complexes for what you'd pay for a house over here. Oh, man, I'm buying oil tankers. The ones that they're blowing up, I'm replacing. I'm so happy we told the drivers to get out while the getting was good. We don't want to kill you. It's bad for the environment. Plus, you guys are just innocents anyway. You're just trying to earn a living.
Of course. They don't want to bomb the oil fields, the guy, because Obama's man said he doesn't want to hurt the environment. These guys are so it sounds like they're in kindergarten.
Well, that's why they're legalizing drugs, because they're using them themselves. They must be high all the time, thinking of this nonsense.
Well, Barack's brain is burnt out from crack, I'm sure. You know, I mean, you know, even in his own book, he said he was always high through college and everything. I don't think he ever went to class. I mean, you could tell he's got no class, so he never went to class.
Yeah, right.
You know, what are you going to do?
It's just
Trump
amazing.
Is going to turn the Pentagon into a casino, I know. If
you can become a president. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You will.
Gamble the night away, baby. Let's gamble the night away. Yeah, with Donald Trump. Yeah, baby.
Hey, listen, guys. I got to go. I'm getting a telephone call from.
All right, Billy. I hope you feel better.
I'll be in touch.
I'll talk to you later, and God bless.
God bless you, Bill. Take care.
All
Right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Billy. See you. Billy Van Horn, everybody. Freedom in America Radio. They run our show. They run our show from Big Dog on Freedom in America Radio every week, too, as a replay. And the mysterious Colonel is here, and this Wednesday at midnight, and our number here is 347-838-8898. Call in if you got a thought. We'll talk to you, and we'll dispute you, or we'll agree with you, or whatever. We'll see. We'll see what you want to talk about.
Oh, you know what this administration is? It's the Thesaurus administration, because all they do is flip words around. Did you hear the recent president's banter about these refugees? They're not refugees. They're actually pilgrims. They're pilgrims coming over, you know, and the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, and all these other, you know, cruise ships to, just like we did back way back when America was discovered. They're pilgrims. They're not refugees. Good
I know.
Lord.
I heard that. Last year, what he said about pilgrims is that they were terrorists. So they terrorized everybody, and they were bad people, and they murdered the Indians and all different kinds of stuff. This year, the refugees are like the it's only 3 year olds, Colonel. It's only 3 year olds and widows.
That's true.
I mean,
they're harmless. Harmless.
Fantasy land.
I tell you what, those 3 year olds, man, they can really blow up good. But oh boy, what a mess! I can't believe it. If I were running around saying what he's saying, people would lock me. They'd put me back in the house. They'd put the straitjacket on, and
they'd give me shock treatments for sure.
I can't believe it, man. He's unbelievable.
Well, you know what? I got a 15-second, a little less than 15-second climate change documentary. And it's on YouTube, and we're going to play the music for it. Lisa has got the music for it. We're going to play it in a second, and I want you to hear it, because it's a 15-second documentary. The first time there's ever been a 15-second documentary on something. And this is it, and it's called Climate Jive. The Climate Jive. Now take a listen to it. Lisa's going to play it.
Man-made climate change is absurd.
Doing the climate jive.
It's nonsense.
Doing the climate jive.
It's all nonsense.
The climate jive.
It's all bullshit.
The climate jive.
It's a hoax. It's nonsense.
It's all jive.
Climate change is jive.
It's all bullshit.
Tell the people in Hoboken who recently had fish in the street with all the flooding they had there. Tell them that it's jive. There were fish jumping in the street, I tell you. There were sharks all over, and octopi and octopus.
Yeah, they got offices, the sharks down there. All the lawyers are all down there.
I watched him this morning talking on, giving his speech this morning, and I just shake my head and I'm going, this guy expects us to believe what he is espousing in front of all these other people. I can't wait for one of the reporters to stand up and say, Mr. President, have you been smoking all that legalized marijuana? Because where are you coming off with this stuff? It's just incredible.
Special stuff. He's got some hashish or something.
He's
got some special stuff he's using, I'll tell you what. He may be shooting up. You never know.
I don't know. Maybe behind the scenes he's just kind of laughing. Hey, Michelle, listen to this speech I'm going to give today. This is going to be hilarious. I can't believe I'm going to say this, and the people are going to believe me. Oh my God!
Cruz said he's so out of it. He's so out of touch that Saturday Night Live can't even make fun of him.
Oh man. I don't even think it bothers him, though.
Cruz said it before on Sean Hannity. I heard him say it. That's what he said.
I love when he brought up the speech. He goes, "Oh, you talk about leadership. You know, we exercise leadership. You know, in the Ebola, and we through our leadership, we accomplished that too. And people thought that it wasn't a good thing. And oh man, he's just incredible. I don't know what to say anymore, because it's just so ridiculous and sublime." And everybody seems to be buying it, or nobody's got the you-know-what to start to say once and for all, enough is enough already.
Well,
this
they can't say anything to him because he's black. He'd never be president if he wasn't black.
Here's another great one. We're not going to have any boots on the ground. But today they announced that, 100 Special Forces troops are going over there? I guess they're going to wear sneakers because that's not really boots on the ground. What the I don't know. I'm numb to it all. I absolutely.
You know who needs a boot? You know who needs a boot? It's Barack. Barack needs a boot. We got to give him the boot.
Boy.
But listen, isn't this a touchy situation with the political situation with the nomination and stuff like that? Because I don't think Cruz, even though we love Cruz and we think he's great, all the conservatives are going to back Cruz big time. But the conservatives, like the Tea Party, like a small voice, they're against Cruz being in. They don't want
Cruz. I know. It's crazy.
They don't want Trump either. Trump is going to upset the apple cart. They don't want Trump. They don't want Cruz. They really probably are going to try to get Rubio to be the front runner. That's who they're going to probably go with.
That could be. That's possible.
Yeah, that's the only natural guy they can go with.
He
wouldn't get a license, get proofed. At the bar,
I know. He'd have to borrow money to move into the White House because he doesn't have any money. He'd have to borrow some more money. He'd have to take out of his retirement account, whatever. I don't like the fact that he missed so many votes, and I'm not buying his excuses for it. But put it this way, if he were to get in, I'd obviously support him. It'd be better.
Oh, you
got to
support. We got to support whoever the nominee is. Again,
yeah.
Hillary. But when they asked Kasich,
oh my God,
he would not say that he would back anybody else.
Yeah.
If he's not the nominee, he doesn't want to.
There's a guy who's lost it. I guess. The last If you looked at him during the last, and I'm not trying to make fun of him, but his body language, just his whole look, he looked like he was ready to explode. He had such nervous energy. He looked like his world was caving in, and he's a desperate individual. And so I think he's turned into a whack job.
He's got a syndrome that we haven't discovered yet. Colonel, that's what I said. I wrote that on Facebook.
I guess so. We don't know what to call it. The John Kasich syndrome. Kind of like Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right.
But, I don't know. I don't know if Cruz are causing a controversy. If they are, man, that's a hell of a way to. I'm not into that. I'm tired of this.
I don't think they thought it up and wanted to.
I don't think so either. But I'm just tired every time you turn around. Trump's certainly not helping himself with some of the things that he's saying, and particularly making fun of that guy.
I almost think
that he didn't do that on purpose. But the fact that he knows the guy and the guy is handicapped, and that I guess
I think he's sorry he did that.
That's
very embarrassing. Yeah.
But
listen, you know what? Probably be best for everybody that if they nominate Planned Parenthood to be the president of the United States. Can you imagine? If they just make Planned Parenthood make them the the president of the United States. Do you think that'll work?
Probably will. The way people
this
are.
This way, they
can
sell the body parts of the babies, the unborn babies, right out of the Oval Office. It'll be perfect.
Exactly.
They can just ship them out. Have a UPS guy there and a FedEx guy there, and just ship the body parts.
That's right.
Yeah, it'd be good. Great. They'd be right in the White House. It'd be the Planned Parenthood White House. I think it would be a good thing,
The way people in this country are going, they probably wouldn't even notice it if it happened. They wouldn't have any idea. Hey, they got some new guy named Planned Parenthood. He seems like a nice guy, He just got elected to the White House. It's a weird thing.
I was thinking about that today.
Oh, man.
But listen, before we cut off, it's 12:29. But I want to thank everybody for listening. This Wednesday at midnight with Trade Martin and the Mysterious Colonel's with me tonight. We're going to be seeing you on Sunday, and we're nearing 3 years on right around Christmas time for the Sunday Morning Funhouse show that we've been on the air. And this show will be Wednesday at midnight, will be 3 years in April, I believe. But I just want to say that we lost a very close friend of ours, and this is serious, Phyllis Lasker, a couple of days ago, passed away. She was a very dear friend of ours. We used to come to the club to see us all the time. She was a beautiful lady, and we're very sorry to hear her go. Found out that she passed on just last night, we found out.
Well, sorry to hear
that. God bless
her,
and everybody, may she rest in peace. Thanks, Colonel. We'll talk to you on Sunday, and God bless everybody. Thank you for listening. This is Trade Martin, Wednesday at midnight. Lisa, thank you very much. God bless. Check out my Climate Jive, the only 15-second documentary ever made, and listen to us on Sunday. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Trey. Bye-bye, Lisa.